This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.incarnationcc.org. We thank you for listening. The following homily was preached on Thursday, November 28, 2024, the Thursday before Advent, also Thanksgiving Day, by Father William Doc Holliday.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Quite providential. Readings of the Ferial Mass today speak to the temporal day being Thanksgiving. I always do point out that it's kind of interesting that a lot of people think that it's a very religious holiday and it is nothing but a temporal holiday, because we really look at it, they have a day when they give thanks. Our life should be a life of Thanksgiving, should be. This is because we live a life of prayer, and when we look at prayers, there are objects to prayers. Always point out adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Our entire life should be a life of thanksgiving to God. Reading today from the first reading started in verse 9 of Colossians chapter 1. But the letter starts out with Paul giving thanks to God. His grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, giving thanks for all that he's done. St. Paul gives thanks for the graces that have been bestowed upon the Colossians, and he prays for them. He prays for them, again, praising the gifts that they've received, and just, you know, first and foremost, being called by God's grace into the church and turning away from their idolatrous ways of the past. He praises them for these gifts. And then, of course, there's the supplications. We ask for things for God. That's usually, it's unfortunate, but that's just who we are. It's kind of the meat of our prayer life is asking God for things, particularly things that we need, these supplications. Well, we just shouldn't always ask for things. We should ask quite frequently, and I know people around here do, I'm just saying, we need to keep it in the forefront of our mind, that our supplications have to be for perseverance and holiness. This is the meat of what St. Paul is praying for these people here. He doesn't pray for them that they may be gifted with this gift or gifted with that gift, or that they may be kept from this or that in the world. He prays for their perseverance and holiness and piety. This should be the first and foremost point of our prayers. And then he admonishes them to give thanks. I'm giving thanks for you, but you need to give thanks for yourself. Look at all the things that God has done for you. Look at where you were before and where you are now. Look at the grace that God has bestowed upon you. Look at how your church is flourishing. Look at how you're manifesting your piety by giving gifts to other people who are not just people, but other churches that are in want and need. And you need to give thanks that you're able to do this. You know, I don't think we think about things like that too much. We give thanks for not just the stuff we get, but thanksgiving for what we are able to do with it and guidance for what we're able to do. This is all part of our prayer life. Again, this is what the objects of our prayer are. That acronym, ACTS, the book of ACTS, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. That whole adoration part. You know, we look at the adoration of our Lord Jesus Christ and the prayers that we say, I mean, in the Mass, you know, we look at how much adoration goes on for our Lord, the Gloria that we say at the beginning of Mass, unless it's precluded by the liturgical season, the Sanctus that we hear at every Mass. During our personal prayer lives, particularly if you say the Rosary, how many times a day do we hear the Gloria Patri? Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's almost constant with us, and that's good. That should be the background music of our life, giving God glory. We should get used to doing it here. Again, sad that the world only has one day when they set aside for Thanksgiving, and we should be doing it all the time. But, you know, you look at the way that is manifest in the world, this Thanksgiving part of prayer. Is it good to give thanks to God? Yes. I mean, we start from our earliest days. Your parents, when you go to somebody's house, they give you something. What do you say?
Thank you.
You know, we're always on to say thank you. And unfortunately, I think that terminology becomes mechanical. It becomes rote for us. Thanks. Say thank you. Thank you. I remember when I was a kid. What do you say? Thank you. And then you're ripping open the present. Yeah, whatever. Thank you. It's words we say. It's like you can get into the road. Some very important words. Thank you. I love you. I love you. It's just mechanical. That's when you say that. I love you. You say it all the time. And not thinking about it. Not thinking about the love. Not thinking about the thanks, because the two go hand in hand. Why are you giving somebody thanks? Is because it's an act of love. It is truly an act of love when we say thank you to somebody for something. We've got to be careful. If we don't give thanks, our Lord, there are places in Scripture where he gets cranky when people don't acknowledge him for the gifts that he provides. When we don't say thanks. Why? Because it's presumptuous. Presumption is a grave sin. And if you receive benefits from God and you don't give him thanks for them, that shows presumption. Well, he's God. He's supposed to keep me breathing. He's God. I'm supposed to be healthy all the time. That's why a lot of people, when bad things like that happen, they not only haven't they given him thanks, but they turn away from him when those bad things happen because they presume on him. And this is a manifestation when we don't give thanks. We're very, very presumptuous. Because like I said before, thanksgiving is a matter of love. One commentator, Spirago, in his commentary, speaking of thanksgiving, he said, he who loves God gives God thanks for his benefits. It's kind of interesting, too, when we give thanks, it's so rote sometimes. But if you really want to see a person give thanks, get them out of some kind of problem. And I mean a real problem. This kind of resonates with me as I was kind of meditating on this morning. You're a little kid and you get a present on Christmas. You've got a bunch of presents on Christmas. What do you say? Thank you. What do you say? Thank you. It just, you get these little things. It's Christmas Day. You expect to get presents. And you throw in a thank you. Are you really thankful? Okay. You may be. I'm not saying you're not. But I mean, it just gives in the circumstances. It can lend itself to a routine. And that's how we are. Right? Even grace that we say, grace before meals. Oh, it's a meal. We sit down. It's just the mechanical thing that you do. You know, if you're a faithful person, you give thanks for that. You know, some of the graces are liturgical graces, and it's even the same prayer all the time, which is not bad. That's not bad at all. But we should be thinking about what we're doing. We give grace. But again, those are the circumstances, getting presents before meals. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, God, for that. You want to see a person really give thanks. Get them out of when I'm talking about a problem, I'm talking about, like, in my old job, you got a person being held hostage in a house by somebody like that, and you get that, you would not believe the thanks that you get for that. I walked into places before, and all of a sudden, you're like, the person is so happy, like, they're interfering with what you have to do because they won't let you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's like, okay, you know, I got things I got to do. I mean, you pull a drowning person out of water or something like that, you would not believe the thanks that they will give you. We don't want to wait till something really bad is happening in our lives to give God thanks. I'm really going to give you thanks for this one, God, because I got the call from the doctor and my biopsy came back negative. You know, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Should you give thanks? Absolutely. We should always be mindful of the love that we should show to God. Thanks. Whether it be a routine thing, which most of them are, or these big things. Because why? Because, again, it's because we love him. The scriptures militate against it, particularly, again, coming out of the bad things. Noah, you imagine living in an ark for weeks and weeks and weeks with a bunch of animals. Can you imagine the way that thing smelled? I mean, and that not to mind, you know, the back in your mind, maybe the flood stopped, but maybe the ark, maybe we'll drown, all of that. When they got out of the ark, the first thing Moses did, he's burning sacrifices. Thank you. Thank you for getting us out of the floating barn where we've been for weeks and weeks and weeks. Give thanks. The three young men in the fiery furnace. What's the first thing when they get out? Hey, man, oh gosh, that was great. No, they give thanks to God for that. The leper that our Lord Jesus Christ, actually 10, he cures 10 lepers. One comes back. It was our Lord's response. Weren't 10 cured? And this is the only one that comes back to give thanks to God for his healing, this foreigner. It was the affection that this foreigner had for our Lord Jesus Christ that moved our Lord Jesus Christ's heart to appreciate and to bless him with graces. Okay, the other ones were healed, but that man received graces because of what? Because of thanksgiving. Because he loved our Lord. He was moved because of what our Lord did to him. So again, when things are really, really, let us say, when they're really pointed, we really have this tendency to be thankful. But our thanks, in its heart, and we are people of routine, we do have to take occasion. That's why Thanksgiving's not bad. It's not a bad thing. Yeah, it's a completely temporal holiday, but it is good to every now and then hear about this kind of stuff. Because, I mean, you can hear a little bit and hear a little bit, but it is a day where it is, even the pagan celebrates Thanksgiving. If I celebrate, they stay home from work at the bare minimum. They should be at least thankful for that. But, I mean, this is what we got to think about. Thanksgiving is integrally associated with love. And if you love our Lord Jesus Christ and you do not presume on his benefits, you're going to give thanks. I usually do the bad news and then the good news. But the good news, you know, giving thanks. But this is something we've got to think about. It's not really bad news, but it's something that you need to cogitate upon. And that is, and I hear this not infrequently, well, my prayer life is, you know, I haven't been praying and I haven't. That's kind of scary, because an integral part of your prayer life is saying thank you to God. So if your prayer life is kind of messed up where you're not praying, it's kind of disconcerting, because you're being forgetful. You're being forgetful of the graces that our Lord Jesus Christ gives us. That demonstrates an unfeeling heart. Think of the whole Christmas gift thing. We get gifts from God every day. The breath in our lungs is a gift from God. Our day-to-day health is a gift from God. Even when you don't feel good, you know, you always put it in perspective. Yeah, I don't feel too good today, kind of achy and things like that. But there's people laying in hospital beds that are in tremendously dire straits. And you should give thanks that you're not one of them. And if we don't do that, it shows an unfeeling heart. We're not appreciative of what God is giving us moment to moment to moment. And this is what we should do. Because this, now, I'll tie this all up. This is living a Eucharistic life. We hear that terminology. We need to live a Eucharistic life. For a lot of people, they hear that. They go, oh, that means I got to go to adoration once a month, or, you know, every now and then if I can. That's not a Eucharistic life. What does Eucharist mean? It means Thanksgiving. That is what that word means. Why is the Mass referred to as the Eucharist? Because we're giving God thanks for the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and our redemption. This is the Eucharist. So when we say we live a Eucharistic life, that means we should be living a life of thanksgiving. It doesn't have anything to do with the Blessed Sacrament per se. But if you're truly living a Eucharistic life, you're giving God thanksgiving for that cross. Not just when you're in Mass, not when you're at the Eucharist, but being Eucharistic. And what is that? That's being thankful. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.